Here's a St. Patrick's Day message for you. I'm in a pub on Chicago's south side. Guinness is flowing like 40-weight motor oil down the throats of 100 cubicle dwelling office monkeys, grateful for some respite from another cold, gray Lake Michigan howler. Tomorrow is just another day toward paying the mortgage, but tonight is a bit of Irish magic, straight from Kilkarney. There's barely enough Irish blood here to paint a green M&M, but that doesn't matter. The air is thick with Danny Boy and good-natured slaps on the back. Everyone's full of drink and nostalgia for a misty-eyed past that exists only in Yeats poems and soap commercials. Every time the door opens, the gray, cheerless night reminds us to have another round. Just a hint of desperation in the air, these coddled souls, holding tight to their mugs as if to let go would mean being sucked out into that darkness alone. No one singing Molly Malone for comfort on the long walk home. No matter, the spell is cast and can't be broken till closing time. By then, anyone still standing will be immune to the disease, inoculated by whiskey and enough good cheer to last them well into tomorrow's hangover. So here's to you, St. Patrick. I know, it looks like the Druids are getting the last laugh, well, with the Celtic tattoos and pagan breakfast cereals, but it's your name up there on the calendar. No other saint has us coloring our beer green and wearing strange hats in public. If I've learned anything in this life, it's that being worshipped is a good thing. Even better when the details have been forgotten to the historians and all that's left is the drinking. And the drinking, as the Irish like to say, is all that matters.